thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Intelligence type with astrology case study. Yolanda's ascendant in Uttara Ashada, Sagittarius, establishes a foundation of intrapersonal and existential intelligence expressed through dignity, principle, and structured insight. Sagittarius offers a lens of high-minded optimism and idealism, while Uttara Ashada imparts responsibility, commitment, and moral leadership. Yolanda's personality is likely oriented around integrity, long-term vision, and ethical decision-making. She is intrinsically guided by her beliefs and finds it natural to lead through wisdom and steady presence. Her Moon, Venus, Mercury, and Mars, all in the fourth house, Uttara Bhadrapada and Revati, Pisces, form a powerful emotional and cognitive core. The Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada sharpens her emotional and intrapersonal intelligence, giving her depth, spiritual sensitivity, and emotional stamina. Venus and Mercury in the same sign and house amplify musical and linguistic intelligence, suggesting Yolanda learns and expresses through emotional resonance, speech, and beauty. Her intelligence is rhythmic, empathetic, and attuned to subtle emotional nuances. Mars in Revati contributes bodily kinesthetic intelligence, offering active empathy, a healing instinct, and intuitive physical expression. Together, this cluster gives her the capacity to understand, express, and move emotion with grace and impact. In the fifth house, her Sun in Ashwini, Aries, supports interpersonal and leadership-based intelligence. Ashwini is a pioneering nakshatra ruled by Ketu and linked to healing, urgency, and clarity of purpose. Yolanda's mind likely fires quickly and instinctively in creative or educational settings, especially where quick discernment and passionate leadership are needed. Her intelligence here is fast, focused, and meant to initiate, ideal for innovation in children's education, thought leadership, or values-driven communication. Her Jupiter in Pushya, 8th house, brings deep intrapersonal and ethical intelligence to transformational work. Pushya, ruled by Saturn, provides stability and emotional nourishment. Jupiter in this water nakshatra suggests Yolanda can access higher truths, esoteric insight, or healing frameworks that nourish the emotional body. She likely has a gift for guiding others through psychological or spiritual transition, blending ethics with healing knowledge in powerful, structured ways. In the 9th house, Rahu and Saturn in Purva Falguni, Leo, activate existential and aesthetic intelligence in philosophy, belief, and higher values. Rahu's presence here draws her toward unorthodox or visionary belief systems, while Saturn adds grounding and precision. The result is a mind that integrates creativity, ethics, and expansive thinking, ideal for developing or teaching new paradigms in psychology, spirituality, or moral leadership. Ketu in the second house, Purva Bhadrapada, Aquarius, reinforces Yolanda's existential and verbal intelligence, but from a place of detachment. She may be less attached to wealth or conventional communication, instead using voice and expression to reveal deeper truths, often challenging societal norms. This placement often supports spiritual speech, poetic symbolism, or philosophical writing, particularly where universal themes are concerned. Altogether, Yolanda's intelligence configuration centers on principled insight, emotional perception, aesthetic expression, and ethical leadership. She is likely most fulfilled in vocations that allow her to integrate spirituality with emotional wisdom or leadership with compassion, such as teaching, therapy, healing arts, spiritual mentoring, or creative education. Her mind doesn't just solve problems, it sees through them, building bridges between the inner world and outer contribution with truth, beauty, and soulful clarity. career based on intelligence for Yolanda. Yolanda's Sagittarius ascendant in Uttara Ashada gives her a natural alignment with leadership, ethical clarity, and purpose-driven action. This nakshatra endows her with the will to pursue enduring truths and translate vision into meaningful service. With dominant intelligences in the intrapersonal, existential, linguistic, musical, and emotional domains, Yolanda is suited for a career that blends empathy, wisdom, communication, and structured healing. Her ideal path involves leading with integrity and expressing emotional truth through presence, language, and artistry. Her fourth house stellium in Pisces, Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada, Venus and Mercury in Ravati, and Mars also in Ravati, creates a nurturing and emotionally intelligent foundation. Yolanda is equipped for work in healing arts, emotional education, or spiritual mentorship, especially in spaces that require subtle listening and symbolic awareness. Venus and Mercury elevate her musical and linguistic intelligence, making her naturally expressive through speech, writing, music, or visual storytelling. She may be especially gifted in therapeutic communication, guided journaling, or sound-based healing. The Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada brings emotional maturity and intrapersonal wisdom to her process. She can hold emotional weight without collapsing into it, a rare quality in professions requiring deep holding. Yolanda could serve as a spiritual counselor, grief guide, or mentor to those navigating emotional transitions, blending empathy with structure and clarity. Her presence offers emotional depth, and her emotional intelligence works best in one-on-one or small group work that seeks spiritual coherence. Her sun in Ashwini in the fifth house activates interpersonal intelligence and kinesthetic leadership in creative or educational spaces. She may be drawn to youth mentorship, innovative teaching, or expressive leadership, where quick thinking and emotionally charged initiation are vital. This placement supports roles in coaching, intuitive performance work, or inspiration-based facilitation, particularly when it involves guiding others to take bold, soul-aligned action. Jupiter in Pushya in the eighth house supports a capacity for emotional healing and philosophical transformation. This placement leans toward careers in psychotherapy, integrative wellness, or ethical leadership within spiritual or psychological spaces. Pushya's nurturing nature, fused with Jupiter's expansive truth-seeking, allows Yolanda to offer safe and steady frameworks for people moving through emotional rebirth, shadow integration, or relational healing. Her Rahu and Saturn in Purva Falguni in the ninth house give her a rare blend of visionary creativity and disciplined existential intelligence. She is likely to pursue unconventional wisdom systems, but bring them into structured form. This suits roles in curriculum development, spiritual teaching, or creative moral leadership, where she can articulate values through accessible formats. She may be drawn to create her own learning models, combining beauty, ethics, and emotional resonance. Finally, Ketu in the second house gives her a detached symbolic voice, perfect for spiritual teaching, poetic guidance, or soul-centered communication. She may express herself through writing, teaching, or storytelling that challenges norms and reorients people toward deeper truth. Her verbal intelligence isn't transactional, it's transformative, refined for emotional impact and philosophical precision. Altogether, Yolanda is best suited for a career path that synthesizes healing, teaching, storytelling, and emotional mentorship. She thrives where she can guide others through complexity toward clarity, especially in environments where depth, grace, and moral structure are not just welcomed, but needed. Whether she works in spiritual education, counseling, creative facilitation, or therapeutic arts, Yolanda leads through a soft but steady rhythm, one that nurtures transformation without force.